Waking up late with Dougie. 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 Waking up. Someone funny again. That's why I'm waking up late with Dougie. 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 So, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, starring Dougie Almeida from Danger Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida. Mexican.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show here on Election Day or Voting Day in the United States of America. I'm here with Mr. Peter Leonard.
Good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing today? It's election night. We're here to cover the news, see what's going on today in the world, see what tomorrow brings. See the outcome. Either way, we're screwed. Yeah.
Let's see what the next one is. That's right, it's election day. God help us all, the results are in. Pray, everybody, pray. It's going to all be over soon. It is over, actually. Hey, welcome to the show. We're just going to have John Levine joining us, by the way, but Peter Leonard and I are sitting here.
Hi, everybody.
Wondering what's going to happen. It is here in the studio. It is Tuesday, and I voted. Did you vote?
I sure did, man. I had a great experience voting this morning. I live in a 55 and older community that's enormous in Boca, and they actually have a polling center in
the clubhouse.
The clubhouse. I couldn't believe it, man. I'm pulling out. I'm ready to go find some place to vote. There's a library like on Yamato somewhere, and I was gonna go there, and I see a sign that says "Vote here." I pulled in and no shit, it was right there. I had a tough time deciding, man. I'm not going to ask you who you voted for, but I'll come out and tell you. I had a write-in vote today.
Yeah, wrote somebody in?
I wrote Anthony Weiner and Eric Holder. You know, I admire the guy, bright guy. So I had the Weiner Holder ticket.
The Weiner Holder.
Yes.
Yeah.
I voted for the Weiner Holder ticket.
Somebody read that. Now, I when I voted, we voted early on Sunday, my wife and I. Mm-hmm. And the people were very sticklers in there. You know, like, I was leaving, I was done. Mm-hmm. I had finished.
Right.
And I'm looking around to see where my wife is, you know what I mean, to make sure she didn't leave before me, perhaps. And next thing you know, we get in an argument because I waited over here and she waited over there. And you have one of those arguments.
Of course. What
would make you? I'm like,
I was on a Hillary side. Where were you?
I went over here.
I went to Trump side.
Yeah, I walk around the corner. Why would you walk around the corner? You know?
Right.
So to avoid that, I'm looking around. And this one lady, you know, like little red bangs. She reminded me of strawberries. This older lady like,
right.
Sir, you have to. You have to get out.
It was natural
hair. You have to leave.
I go, okay, hold on a second. No,
you have to leave. Wait, there's people coming. And I'm like,
well, you're taking up that much space.
I said, calm down, lady.
Shit.
Calm down. You know, right? It's like, this isn't a great white concert.
Were there lines?
Yeah, there's not a fire behind me.
Yeah, what was going on, man?
Yeah. No, there was just, everything's got to be, they want to make sure that nobody screws up, which I hope that's. You know, there's no.
How many times did you vote? I was able to vote 3-4 times.
Yeah, I bet. Now,
you know, it's funny, man. There's people, I don't know, pull up some shit, man. It's up in North Palm today.
Right.
Some guy got maced by a woman. He had already voted. She's screaming about Trump outside. He walked up to her. They started arguing. He was in her face. She said, "If you don't stop screaming at me." He said, "What are you screaming at me?" She said, "I'm going to mace you." She maced him. On the way down, he grabbed her by the throat and threw her on the ground and just choking her out.
Now there's a Trump guy?
Yeah. And then two pollsters, two people who were working in Plantation at a polling center, got into a fist fight.
Yeah.
And got fired on the spot.
So you think mayhem's going to happen
this
one
is
way
crazy,
or the other?
Man.
You think there's going to be sore losers or overindulgent winners?
Listen, can I ask you a question? And I'm not going to ask you if you voted for it. I'll say I voted for Trump.
Yeah.
This is a situation where you've driven around, you drove to an appointment, you've driven all over the neighborhood.
Right.
You have a very, this big community here, Coral Springs. How many Hillary bumper stickers did you see?
Yeah, I've definitely seen a lot more Trump.
Okay, and how about
promotion.
The stick, how about the stickers on the car?
I don't really pay attention to the bumper stickers.
All right, what about on the people's lawns and all that shit?
I just mostly see signs and stuff.
Okay, and guess what?
Yeah.
And I was Saturday night.
Yeah, now, of course, by the time we air the show, it'll be known.
It'll be over, sure.
Yeah, but at this moment, you and I, we don't know.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, the stock market rallied on Monday about 300 and something points because it had come out that the FBI had said, look, based on what we just reviewed, we're still sticking with no
conviction.
Why
did it take them 8 months to review
33,000
emails? And they just took them four and a half hours to review.
You go 6,500.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
There's some bullshit there. And this guy, well, they found us. You know what they did find? One email they found was actually the FBI director's suicide note.
Yeah.
On her email.
I saw that meme, Peter.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I thought it was hysterical, dude.
Well,
there's some shit going on.
It does make you wonder. You know, it does make you wonder what, you know, listen, you got, let's put it this way. When it comes to a government or like where you live, you know, your home, right? When you think about it, it's your home. We live in the United States.
Yeah.
You know, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm here because my family, you know, came here to hopefully give me an opportunity.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
yes.
Leaving Gibraltar.
Listen, your
father
on that raft coming across from Cuba, that was a tough fucking thing.
No, dude, my dad took a raft all the way from from Spain
really
to Florida. He's a real navigator.
I got news for you. That's some fucking Magellan type shit.
Yeah, he had my mother and my two brothers at the time, and all in an igloo cooler.
Wow.
And he made his way with a Baskin Robbins spoon.
Yeah, that's amazing.
He's an amazing guy. So, you know what I mean? You know, so we're here, you know, so, and, you know, either way, you know, it's like, to me, when you think about it, it's like, okay, if Trump becomes president, it's like, wow, you know, what the fuck? I mean, everybody's like, sit back and what can happen?
Are you afraid of being deported?
No, I'm not. I don't have fear. No. I have an American passport. That would kind of be hard.
No, you're a citizen. I'm
no,
just
listen,
teasing.
You're being a dumb douche. So let's just point that out to everybody. That
they know I bust your balls you're a citizen and that you have your papers.
Yeah, I know. You know.
Show them to me, by the way. I don't really trust you.
It's just really bad. I really feel bad like when we go to like Disney World and like Islands of Adventure that you can't get on those roller coasters.
No, I can't.
Because your height requirement, there's a certain...
Of course, I'll vomit, first of all, because I'm such a pussy.
Yeah.
I can't take... You go on those rides, by the way?
Yeah, love roller coasters. I rather do the roller coasters.
Mm-hmm.
It's always exciting. I never were scared. You know, I was like, you know.
Yeah, but the ones today, man, they go upside down.
No, but that's even easier to me. You know,
really?
Yeah, the ones that flip around, it's just, you know. But now with my back and that kind of stuff, you know, like you wouldn't want to get on a roller coaster in your condition.
There's no fucking way.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I have 7 discs fused in my neck. I'd end up, you know, coming out looking like.
You come out, you look like Frankenstein. You all right? Hey, by the way, do we got John? Yeah, we do. All right. By the way, joining us now from his studio in Atlanta, John Levine.
Yeah, speaking of roller coasters, you know, we got this election going on, huh?
You know, we were saying that, by the way, earlier, how this is election night, and we're going to find out, you know, what the hell, what it's going to look like. And, you know, Peter was just mentioning, and he asked me a question. I answered him, like, as I've been driving around my own neighborhood back and forth, you know, here and there, doing stuff, running errands, you know, leaving the house every day, coming back.
Mm-hmm.
What do I see? Do I on bumper stickers? Do I see Hillary, or do I see Trump stuff? And by in all due respect, I have seen a lot of Trump shit.
A lot more Trump than Hillary. John, what about how's the Atlanta landscape look? You drive around, you see people's lawns and shit. They got stickers on their cars. What's going on up there, man?
You know, surprisingly, I've seen a lot more. And it could be the neighborhood that I live in, but I've seen a lot more Hillary, Clinton Kane, like lawn, you know, placards and stuff than I expected.
Well, thanks for joining us today, John. That was great. That was John Levine from Atlanta. No, I'm kidding. No, but
I sort of expected moving up here that it was going to be, Trump County. But I am certainly seeing a lot more outpouring of support for Hillary than I thought I would.
What about in the
ghetto? I will say this to your point, Dougie. I think the Trump supporters, and I think you see this across the country, they're much more vocal and they're much more verbal. Than the Clinton supporters, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
I would,
needed to be.
I would really never admit that I was in favor of Clinton. Yeah, I just like, you know what I mean. It's like it's obvious. You know, there's just certain, you know, you like this guy. He's like a dirty uncle. Yeah, I'm a Trump fan, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people are like, I like, you really do? You can really say you like her?
Here's the thing, man. You know what? This is a country of people who love the underdog. And the way that they've been attacking this motherfucker, the press obviously is all over Trump. There hasn't been a negative word about Hillary. There's, you know, all this stuff. They cover all this shit up. There's, you know, right, John? You know, am I right or wrong? It's all Trump, headlines Trump.
I get it, but he puts himself in that situation. I mean,
yeah, but no, but everybody puts themselves in every situation. Now what I'm saying is there is a bias to the media that when something goes wrong in the Hillary camp, you know, there's a lot of this and somebody did this and that. But when something goes wrong in his camp, you know,
his stuff is salacious. His stuff sells newspapers. His stuff is what gets ratings. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, her stuff is technical. It's, you know, it's classified emails. Okay, that's kind of boring. You know what I mean? Yeah. Grabbing them by the pussy is exciting.
People being killed and dying on her watch.
Right.
Okay, but what you're saying is that stuff is not reported and that's not true.
No, also twist all that shit.
But that stuff has also been covered for years. I mean, we're talking. He's new. None of this stuff has been talked about before.
Yeah,
so that's why it's talked about so much more.
Yeah. This whole
media is in Hillary's pocket and they're only doing this for I don't buy it. His stuff sells newspapers.
The problem is right now. There's going to be a lot of Americans. There's going to be a lot of American citizens. One way or the other, that, you know, all of a sudden now, after 6,500 emails, all of a sudden they did it in 3 or 4 days versus, you know, the other 50,000, whatever they did, 30,000 took like 8 months.
Right.
You know, all of a sudden, you know, someone bet got paid off, you know, maybe Bill went over and hung out. You know, went to a basketball game with somebody.
The problem with this election. This election is basically the unintelligent versus the intelligent.
No, I don't think so. I don't think you can base the way somebody feels. No, I know you can because I know what side of where you're on in that point.
But what I'm saying is, as a member of society,
hold on a second. By a member of society, you know, I can't. You know, I have a certain way I feel about something, but then I also step back and go, why am I really feeling this way, and should I be feeling this way? And you know what? Like, you know, like, to me, I would be fearful in all due respect if all of a sudden Trump became president. Like, what can happen? there's a volatility there, a meter of a potential, you know, of unpredictability.
Right.
But you know what? At the same time, I don't trust Clinton. There's so much shit. There is just so much stuff now. And if it's ever been more evident in this country, in our country's existence, where corruption now, obviously, which is the banking system now, yeah, it's the, you know, the political system, mm-hmm, the media, mm-hmm, everything now is just basically rung through a ring of shit.
She's had people die, you know.
Listen.
You know, she's had killed these fucking people who were.
All of a sudden, somebody's missing, John.
That's conspiracy theory and conjecture.
No, it's not. It's a lot of stuff that.
So she's had people killed.
We all know that for what they want. And you'd be foolish not to think that even it's a possibility as opposed to just labeling it.
Hold on, let me say something.
To you.
Who's being foolish now, Kay?
Yeah, I don't think.
You sound like the Godfather. Like, oh,
I don't. Yeah, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't be suspicious of that. That would not be one of my first things. You know, like they said, like maybe he didn't pay guy to do his work. You know, I could tell you right now, I'm pissed off that there's a couple. Yeah, I didn't do the same thing with a guy who did my roof. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still looking at my driveway that hasn't been retarred, and I paid that guy. I wish I would have gave him only half.
Right.
That's true, man. If that would have happened with that guy, he would have said to me, "Oh, you haven't paid me everything yet." Well, yeah, because my driveway looks like it looks like a checkerboard. Yeah,
would you be as supportive of a comedy club owner that only paid you half of what he said he was going to do because he didn't think you were that funny?
No, because I'm in the receiving end. But if somebody was there and I was funny and I had witnesses and I would fight it and I would win that situation and handle my own shit. And I think as a person in this country, everybody's got to learn to handle their own shit before we worry about what the government's going to help us with.
Be accountable.
You know, and this is the biggest problem in our society to a bigger level.
But what does that have to do with Donald Trump not paying his bills?
Listen, I don't give. I'm just saying to you that in comparison to having somebody killed because they're about to testify that your husband had sexual explicit relations.
Conjecture.
No, it's not.
It's conjecture. I mean, it's conjecture and conspiracy. John, you have no proof of that. She was never put in. There was no court.
For anybody
case.
To sit back.
There was another. I mean, this is a lie.
Anybody to sit back and defend the integrity of Hillary Clinton for you to sit there and
I'm doing is I'm telling you that you're just spouting stuff. That's not factual.
Then don't worry. This conversation is about me. This is about Hillary. So maybe you should maybe you should focus on not who you're talking to, but the subject matter. And then you say, well, that's the difference between intelligence and stupid. And then anybody who opposes what you're saying, you don't listen.
And then you just you hear what you want to hear, and then you spout back stuff that doesn't make any sense.
No.
So so where I was going with that, but before you cut me off, was you said that
another condescending comment.
That they couldn't go through the 600,000 emails because it took them so long with the so what had to have happened was Bill had to go over there. They paid somebody off. Okay, so what they determined from those 600,000 emails, which by the way, those were Anthony Weiner's emails. Those were all the emails that were on the computer. It wasn't all 650,000 of Hillary's emails. Was that they were duplicates? So to determine if something is a duplicate based on the data that you already have is actually a very quick process. You can do it with a pivot table in about 20 minutes. So to say that these had to be, you know, reexamined, it wasn't. They said, okay, do these match up? Hey, John,
you know what? Save a lot of time and space. You could just say, listen, based on the FBI's investigation, they determined that there was no real evidence there. And that's the basic report.
The point that you brought up was that there was some type of conspiracy because they couldn't have gone through this material in that short amount of time.
What I'm telling you is
that there is that. And the people who think that they can't do that, and that's why there's this big conspiracy.
Jump off the soapbox for a minute. And, you know, really realize what I'm saying. Either way, I can go either way with the possibility of that. So you're arguing. Point is like just you just spewing your own shit out. All I'm saying to you is that in the simplest forms, for anybody to defend the integrity of Hillary Clinton. And compare that to how anybody else feels about any other matter,
right?
Is almost ignorant itself. In that,
who's defending her integrity?
No, you're saying that Hillary's all these things that are said about her, all these accusations, conspiracy theories, all the different labels you want to throw on it, all this baggage that came with her, and all these things that have happened with her, her lying to the American public about the emails. We saw her lie, and then all of a sudden, I'm sorry, I fucked up in my head. All right, whatever.
I
made a bad joke. And then, you know, so listen, she's a liar. She's, you know, and she's a fucking bad liar.
And Trump isn't?
No, John, listen, I'm not talking about fucking Trump. I'm talking about Hillary. Every time you talk to a fucking Hillary person about Hillary and something, you always bring up Trump. I'm not talking about fucking Trump.
It's a defense mechanism.
All I did was ask you a question.
I'm talking about something. I think he's a liar. I think you're a liar. I think people lie.
So,
now the
so
difference is
a liar, so then why does it matter?
Because when you control the lives of a country and people in a country and you lead the free world, you know, you have to have a basis of integrity. Mm. And I think he's a bad actor. Yeah. I don't think he knows what he's doing. I think he's a bad actor in that whole situation.
He's actually probably a good actor, to tell you the truth.
No, I mean,
hey, John, you know who voted today, by the way? I don't know if you heard this. Janet Reno actually voted today.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
That's funny. By the way, she passed away, and, you know, that was a memorable moment. It's funny when somebody dies. And you start thinking about things like she dealt with the Waco, Texas incident.
Yes, she did.
Right? She was the Secretary of State.
Yep.
She was
the Attorney General.
The Attorney General, right. And then she was also Ilian Gonzalez when that
sent
all happened.
Sent him back to fucking Cuba, the 5-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Who doesn't remember that picture of her standing in the doorway with this little kid and a guy in an army fucking SWAT team?
Yeah.
You know, bursting in the door.
You remember the uncle holding him? Looked like somebody shoved a dildo up his ass.
Right.
And then, of course, the famous picture was when the soldier had his finger outside. It wasn't on the trigger. It was lined on the on the inside.
Exactly.
You know, like in safe mode. Like, I'm not going to shoot, and his finger's not even on the trigger.
Right. And then, of course, the pictures of Hillary and Janet Reno together. That was her first girlfriend, John. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Hillary's first
It's well woman. Known, by the way, John, that Hillary and
Janet Reno. Torrid fucking love affair, buddy.
They used to go to what's that place in Jamaica?
Oh, Sandals.
Sandals? Yeah. Oh, no, Hedonism.
Yeah, Hedonism.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were witnessed. Right. They were witnessed several times.
That's in the same book of where they have all that evidence of her killing somebody. Yeah, I remember that. I did read that.
Yeah,
on Breitbart or wherever the hell you guys read.
We can at least chalk it up that if whether somebody believes it or not, the Whitewater stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the right. people that got killed, all of a sudden people are just
letting her husband
die.
Get blowjobs in the yeah, White House.
I mean, there's a trail, and all that just happens to be just
okay,
coincidence.
Okay, so let me ask you this question.
Hold on a second, John. You're right. I think it's stupid, too, to think that. Trust me.
It's happenstance.
But I'm just saying that as a human being, you can't ignore the fact that it's a real good possibility of this person. And here's the way I think about
Lee
it.
Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, by
here's
the way.
Here's the way I think about
just
it.
So you know
here's
that.
The way I think about it as a supreme human being.
Uh-huh.
If in fact she is this she-devil, maybe that's who we do need in this country so she can, you know, wave her fucking wand and burn the rest of the world
yeah.
that seems to be opposing us right now.
Mm-hmm.
That may be a good thing. So when it came to the bigger picture where it's not about me and whether I'm right or wrong or I'm smarter than somebody else or I'm saying things, you know, I'm actually floating floating in this world right now going, you know what, if it happens to be, it is mm-hmm. good for it. But I'm not going to ignore shit that
good
hits
fodder.
Me. I'm not going to ignore the shit that hits me in the face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd like to hit you in the face.
It's evidence.
Yeah, well, you
there's
couldn't
so much
hit me
evidence,
in the face.
Man. There's such big evidence that she's such a crook thief.
Well, listen.
Murderer.
Okay, but here's the thing. And this is what
he's
I was
still
going to
do. He's going to defend her. He's going to defend this fucking woman. He's going to go do
no,
his
I'm not, I'm not defending her. Listen to me. I haven't defended her since we started this conversation.
You haven't? Okay.
But again, I don't like to talk in falsehoods and just, you know.
Again, he's indirectly making fun of us and what we speak about.
Factually correct.
Go ahead, John.
Getting back to what I was saying was. So, yeah, so
she didn't leave our boys in Kandahar.
She's this corrupt liar. What are you afraid that she's going to do?
She's going to keep taking
sell the country,
no. right?
She's okay, what does that do? So she pushes contracts to friends of hers.
Her
right?
daughter got her wedding right? paid for by the fucking Haitians.
Well, hold on. I'm being serious.
The Haitians. No, paid
John,
her
John, 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 John
what,
wants to take
what,
you down this hypothetical
the
road that he's creating.
That she's
so you come
do
to his conclusion.
That's going to change things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point, John. Anyway, so let's move on. We're going to take a break here and on the show.
Yeah.
And
still say the Cubs are.
Listen, she's a fucking liar, John. She's one of the most disgusted politicians.
This corruption.
Well, listen,
she's
it's all I'm saying is
which means what? Which means what to the presidency? That's what I'm asking you. So she gets into office as this corrupt liar. What's going to happen?
What's going to happen? She's
the wrong people get appointed because favors are being made. The country's direction goes off.
She's open up the borders.
The people that control legislation and laws and push certain things.
She's let more Muslims in.
It's just, what do you mean? It's like. If somebody's corrupt, if somebody has no integrity,
she's going to start a war.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Like based on this corruption thing, she's going to go to war with a country we shouldn't be going to war with?
I don't think, listen, as somebody who's an opportunistic, I don't think she's going to want to go to war. I don't think any of these politicians will go to war. I don't think any of them have it in them to go to war. I do think, you know, of course,
Donald Trump wanted
I think
to
he
war.
May, and I think he's the kind of person that I think there's certain points that we have to flex in a sense right now because people are walking, you know, you
like
got
with George W. Bush in Iraq. Like
no,
that?
John, you don't. It's not one or the other. This is a world of extreme.
That was the preemptive strike. Remember
no,
that? Like,
John,
so we need to flex
hey,
our
John,
muscle to stop
hey, John,
guys.
If you're going to write a new joke, you're not going to go back to the old jokes that didn't work, did it? So don't, if you're going to compare something, don't compare it to something that you already know is not a good thing. And
well,
then try to make
we have to flex our muscles. We have to show these people. And
that's right.
What we did with Iraq.
How many other people? How many other things can we possibly think about besides George Bush? Why did you only limit your own thoughts
Vietnam?
To George Bush?
All right. So let me go back to Vietnam.
No, I'm just saying. Maybe there doesn't have to be war, John. Maybe like if you like,
we were
like I'll tell you right now that there's a lot of times I've gotten to confrontations where I didn't have to fucking choke somebody out until they turned purple, just because the fact that those people realized that I was serious, that if this was going to go to cuffs, if this was going to go to the fucking mattresses, that it was going to be a fucking fight.
Yes,
and
will.
Only people of strength. You may not be aware of this since you're such an intellectual. That people of strength, that people that can do these certain things, have that. And
right, what you're saying is that makes the assumption that people around the world don't think that America is strong.
Listen,
we won't go to war when we need to.
No,
that's what you're. That's the analogy.
That was, but Obama proved that with a line in the sand in Syria.
Oh, I thought we weren't bringing up
bullshit. No, I'm just
that
saying that's a line. That's no, because that's our country. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about our country. You know, I'm talking about happened. That has happened. You know what I mean?
Iraq,
it did happen. And you know what? I'm going to use hindsight and say I'd be against it too. But who in hindsight wouldn't agree with that? But at the time, everybody had their own passionate feeling about something. It's always easy in hindsight. All of a sudden this has turned into a big pile of shit.
Iraq was a complete change of doctrine for the United States of America. That was a strike first policy which we never had before.
Well,
so that was a change in policy. That was not a hindsight decision. That was a decision that was purposely made because we're going to now invade another country that did not attack us.
Right, John.
Yeah,
I agree with it. I just told you that. You know what?
So us showing strength by saying we're going to do this. We're going to cut that head off the snake.
John, I'm going to take a break. John, I'm going to take a break. There, you can't. You just can't take one situation and the potential of and many other outcomes from where we are at this moment, where the outcome is not predetermined. You're talking about hindsight. You're talking about stuff. So yes, everything it didn't work and everything. You're right.
So just on any aggression.
That's why I just said to you. Sometimes in the war, like I got aggressive and never threw a fucking punch. And you seem to have missed that point to just go back to make another point. I'm just saying that sometimes, John, you're saying John, don't think America is strong.
I think
there's certain powers to be that are pushing itself. And I think that we need to do that. Hillary may be able to do it. She may be whacked out fucking cunt crazy that, you know, people will think she'll fucking do something stupid. So it doesn't matter about this or that. You're missing the whole big point because the way you feel as an atheist and, you know, that, oh, this war is everything. Listen, I don't want to go to war either because, that affects my life as a money manager. Yeah. You know, every day I don't have to worry about fucking war. So it's not like everybody's, hey, let's go to war. Okay. It's not about that. It's about the fact that we just drew all the way from that because you still think she's an integritable person.
Yeah, and when Bill gets back from that island with those little teenagers that he hangs out with Prince Andrew and the other fucking billionaire up in Palm Beach.
That's right.
When they come back from the latest weekend after celebrating
Bill Clinton.
He's
going to start a boy band, by the way. Hey, we're going to take a break. We got to take a break. Yeah, we went a little far here. We'll be back with more of the show after this.
Hey, this is Steve Marshall, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And if there's anybody who likes to wake up late, it's me.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hey, everybody.
And John Levine's with us from Atlanta.
From the ATL.
That's right. Anyway, welcome back to the show. We got heated, but listen, I'm glad the fucking thing's over. When the show airs, you know, we'll all know what's going on. And either way, yeah, like they always say after an election, either way, let's all, you know, it's over. You know, win or lose, you know, you just shut the fuck up and back whoever the fuck is here.
It's over, Johnny.
whoever wins, you know, let's make sure we all, you know, do with it. And I said, forget about doing what they want. Just do something with your own life.
When's the last time there's an assassination attempt on a president here?
Oh, Jesus.
Was that Reagan?
Really?
Maybe Reagan, I think.
Was that the last assassination attempt?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't think Ford. No. Wait a minute.
Bush.
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 Yeah. Bush was.
Somebody threw a shoe at him. Does that count?
I don't know.
Does that count when somebody threw a shoe?
I don't think there was any. I think Reagan. Let's see. It was Reagan. It was H.W. Bush, and I don't think there was an assassination attempt on him.
No. Right.
And then you had Clinton.
Yeah.
And there was nothing.
Well, Hillary tried to kill him that night. She threw a fuck. Listen to me. I want you to go get this book that this Secret Service guy just wrote, John. Okay, because we had him on the air the other day in my show, and this guy wrote a book.
Is this the one that the FBI was basing its investigation of the Clinton Foundation on?
I don't know. This is a guy that was in the Secret Service. I got to think of it in a second. I'll look it up on my thing. But he was telling stories about how she would throw ashtrays at people. She would scream and yell. She had a mouth
horrible
like a
temper.
Sailor.
Yeah.
She had a mouth like a truck driver, that disgusting
all right.
bull dyke.
Listen. Anyway, all right. So
there was an attempted assassination on Clinton that was thwarted. It was intelligence intercepted. They were going to, I don't remember, I think it was in some foreign country and they were going to blow up a bridge, but it was Al Qaeda.
Oh, yeah.
That came out a couple of years ago.
Really? I think that was Hogan's Heroes last night, John. You were watching. I don't know where the fuck kind of marijuana you're smoking, John. But
yeah, I think you fell asleep with the TV on.
that was Bob Crane.
We're going to blow up LeBeau. The bridge.
That was LeBeau Kinch.
All right, good. Yeah. Anyway, so you know, my point is, whoever wins, let's just you got to just do it. That's it. Move on.
The
fucking
goodbye.
Thing's over. Don't get mad. Don't complain. Don't say, oh, what could have, should have.
If you didn't vote, you have no right to say
that. Then you definitely
thing.
Should just
right.
shut up.
Exactly. You definitely you have assholes nothing to say. Who decided to let everybody else make the decision for them. Yeah. Oh, my vote's not going to matter. My vote's not going to count. John, what about amendment? Oh, you're not in Florida anymore. But this amendment this amendment 2 is a big thing down here, John.
I want to find out. You know, I'm wondering if this is the medicinal.
Is that the weed one?
Yeah, about using having medicinal purposes.
And we were at 58% last election. You need 60 to pass.
Right.
I don't see it going down. I can't see losing votes.
Like
on
people
it.
Like, ah, I'm not going to try that again.
Unless they died last time because they didn't get their weed. They killed themselves because the weed vote didn't
or
come
they, or since
they lost their votes.
Or since they couldn't buy it, they said, I'm going to quit smoking.
Yeah.
And now I'm done. I'm not going to smoke anyway. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Or all those people who voted and it didn't pass, they moved to Colorado. So they're not even in Florida anymore.
Not a bad move, by the way. You know, it's something I keep talking to the wife about. They say in a world
moving to Colorado just for weed.
Well, that too, but they also say some of the safest places to be in the world. Mm-hmm. Colorado is one of the top three when it came to like major calamities or something potentially apocalyptic.
Oh,
listen, and the weed's not a bad thing. You know, listen, you know, it's not, it's nice. And again, I can tell you that, you know, I'm cutting down a big deal. I don't, you know, it's not the same.
No.
You know, it's not, you know what I mean? It's like everything as I get older just loses flavor. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't give a shit about that as much anymore.
Yeah.
It's the dementia.
Yeah. Who am I doing right now? Who is this?
Yeah, exactly.
You do lose.
I just shit myself.
Hold on a second. We got a little static on the
static
Skype line. All right.
This just in. Static on the Skype line.
So, anyway. Hey, here's something we'll look at. You know, it'll be interesting to find out what everything happens. But here's some stories in the last several weeks.
What's happened?
That kind of, again, grabbed my attention, mm-hmm. grabbed me by the pussy. Mm-hmm. You know, here's something. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to call, we're going to call this segment something. Here's something. Did you hear the story about the woman who was denied a $43 million jackpot, supposedly because the...
At the casino?
At the casino, mm-hmm. there was something wrong with it. It was...
That's happened a couple of times. They said, you know, it's like a glitch in the system or whatever, and there's like a, you know, you like... they can like pull those. I mean, that's not the first. I didn't hear this exact story, but that's happened several times. It's come to court.
Yeah.
And they've lost each time. The Indians are very powerful people.
The one story, if it is that, I there was one story that they just offered the woman like a steak dinner.
Right.
Like, how, you know, like they're going to get 40 something million.
Right.
And now, I'm going to have a ribeye.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to give me a fucking ribeye.
They take the petite filet, man. Let's have the petite filet.
Oh man, the 10 out.
I think it's ridiculous.
I mean, could you imagine?
They should give her 10%.
You get ripped out. You know, it's like you're so excited. You just won $43 million, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, we're just kidding.
Sorry.
Yeah, there was a bug.
What if you have a heart attack behind it? What if you fucking keel over and die? That would be something else with
then
witnesses.
Then they wouldn't know. They would die happy because they would think that they won it.
No, but they know when they tell you that. They're not getting the money. That's when you keel over.
Oh.
You know? That's a little bit
different. Oh, now it's up to them.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
Bastards.
Well,
listen. I once wrote Cracker Jack, the company. I swear to God, when I was like 7 years old, I didn't get a prize in a Cracker Jack box, and I wrote the company. My mother said, write the company a letter. I wrote them a letter. They sent me a shoebox filled with Cracker Jack prizes. You see? You get what you ask for.
The squeaky wheel.
That's it.
Right?
The squeaking
wheel. Well, we have a story about a kid who complained.
Squeaky wheel.
We got about a kid who got complained about his Kit Kat.
Oh, my God. That's
Did
a great
story.
Oh,
yeah. They filled up his car with them.
By the way, we still have Halloween candy left. And I was having a rough morning because, you know, it was my wife's birthday. And, you know, so we went
when
out.
When was it her birthday?
On Monday.
Thanks for telling people, man.
Yeah, I'm going to, I got to fucking make announcements that it's my wife's birthday.
Listen, she's a friend. Actually, and she cuts my hair and I would. Oh, you told this schlep, but he's in Atlanta. He doesn't cut. Does she cut your hair, John? Are you friends? No,
listen. Yeah, you didn't get the thing on Facebook.
No, I didn't see it, man.
You know, you didn't.
It was too late yesterday. When was her birthday? Jesus,
it was Monday yesterday.
But I wish I had known earlier. Now I have to become friends with her on Facebook. Damn it!
You guys aren't friends on Facebook?
No, I never. She never friended me. Well, I sent the request. I think you put a kibosh to that.
Listen, try
not sending a dick pic next time.
Yeah. It'd be helpful if you don't send a naked
photo. She calls it a picnic.
Oh, boy.
That was terrible.
Listen, you know, one after the other. So, by the way, we didn't talk about this on... We did. We didn't talk about it on the air. You had your first appearance over at the Star Bar, community bar. And how did that go?
It went well. It went well. So, I mean, the crowd there is unbelievable. I mean, it's essentially an open mic.
Right.
I mean, it's not like a show up and go up. I mean, you have to call and get on the list to go, but it's not like it's not booked.
Right.
It's a real comedy club. It's a real club or
no,
is it a room?
No, it's a regular like kind of local bar in Little Five Points, and I mean they've got 200 people there through the door on a Monday night to watch a comedy show.
Wow. That's a long standing show. Yeah, it's been around.
What town is it in?
Atlanta, Little Five Points in Atlanta.
Like Alpharetta or somewhere?
It's in Atlanta, the city.
Oh, right. It is in the city. Right.
So okay, it's in fucking Atlanta. What do you got? Know what street?
I'm trying to figure out where, like, on a Monday night, where they draw people from. They get fucking 200 people.
Well, it's a lot of young kids.
That's big, man.
It's a lot of young people that go to that.
Inner city?
It's right across from Laughing Skull. So,
right.
You know where Laughing Skull is in Atlanta. It's right across the street.
The bar, not the comedy club.
The bar, correct.
Not the hooker.
Right. Any rate, so that's nice. It's a nice room, like you said. They smoke in there, though. So while you're waiting all night to get in there, you're like, oh,
get emphysema.
Yeah,
I actually stood outside, they had the front doors open because it's nice and cool right now. So they had the front doors open, and I was like standing outside just watching the show from outside because I just couldn't take it.
Yeah,
I mean, and everybody in there was smoking. I mean, everybody.
Yeah,
it was like so ridiculous. But here in Atlanta, it's different. You know, I was so used to. I mean, in Florida, you haven't been able to smoke inside in 10 years?
Right.
And here it's not like that. Like, there's places here where you can smoke inside or in certain sections inside, and I'm just not used to it. I got home last night, and I had to throw everything I was wearing, I threw into the washing machine. Right.
Yeah, no, dude, you can't wear that again.
Reek like smoke.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you... Here's a story that kind of caught my eye. Man kills elk, and then elk impales man moments later.
How's that happen?
This is a fucking great story, because... Not only does the animal get back and he's dead, you know what I mean? It was a bizarre accident that left an Oregon man injured by the animal he killed just a few minutes before. Gary Heater of Bend, Oregon, went hunting on Saturday and managed to bag a mature bull elk in an isolated part of the Maury Mountains.
Mm.
The 69-year-old then attempted. This 69-year-old dude is out hunting.
That's amazing.
You know what I mean?
He shouldn't have bent over.
He's not doing it
with a knife. Well, I know. Well, listen. The guy's 69 years old. He's on terrain. He's on a four-wheel. He's on a fucking quad runner.
What do people do in 1850, man?
You know, what?
What'd you do in 1850? You have to go out in the fucking woods and
hunt. Get on your ATV in 1850?
No, but you know. It was a lot harder back then with a...
Well, I'd imagine anything. Taking a shit was harder in the 1850s, Peter.
Yes, it was.
Not really. You could do it anywhere.
Shitting berries.
You just had terrible paper.
Right.
69-year-old then attempted to drag the carcass up a steep hill with his four-wheeler, according to the news. While Heater was driving up the hill, the front end of the ATV, you know that moment, oh, fuck.
Flipped,
Heater rolled backwards onto the elk's antlers.
Hey, Jesus. Right his asshole, huh?
Other members of Heater's hunting party attempted first aid in hopes of stopping his bleeding. First responders were flown to the scene. Imagine trying to land in a mountain.
Wait, Jesus. Imagine trying to airlift him out with an elk stuck to his back. Impaled on an elk. They got to bring the elk up. If you pull him off the antlers, he'll bleed to death. You got to take him with the whole fucking elk, right? How'd they do it? Is he dead?
No, he went into shock, and he was carried a half a mile to a helicopter and flown to the hospital.
Did he die?
He's currently in stable condition.
Stapled?
Yeah.
He's in stapled condition.
Yeah. He's in stapled elk condition.
Now, in the meantime... His friends are all eating that elk steaks tonight.
Yeah.
You know, he's in a hospital with IVs, and they're eating his fucking steak.
Yeah. I guess you won't be eating this.
You'll mind if we kill this.
Yeah. But you know what? 69, right? Yeah. That's pretty, you know.
It's time for him to go.
It's time to fucking get a new hobby, like bingo. Yeah,
you know what? Try. How about going to the supermarket?
Yeah.
Try the fucking supermarket. Go. You got to pick out a nice hamburger, meat, and make a patty.
Right.
That's it.
You know, dude, you know, I mean, you know, hey, here's another story I thought was kind of funny. Talk about corruption, right?
And John, people and that Hillary.
Kim Jong-un.
Oh, I love him.
His wife hasn't been seen for many months now.
I wrote him in, by the way, for the election.
Neither is his penis.
Yeah. Now, you know, this is interesting. Can you imagine being married to this guy?
I mean, I don't think it was her choice.
Yeah.
I think that's like a, hey, that girl's hot. You're not my wife.
Yes. Right. I want her. No one has seen Kim Jong-un's wife, Ri Sol-joo.
What's her name?
Ri Sol-joo.
Wow.
He had her resold.
Yeah.
Ri Sol-joo. Right. I didn't know she was Jewish.
Yeah. That's his nickname, Ri Sol-joo.
Yeah.
In public, more than 7 months, and speculation is flying about where she may be.
Where she isn't.
She was last seen on March 28th accompanying her husband on an official visit to a new health...
to a cliff. To a cliff. Right.
They were going on a cruise together.
Yeah. Yeah, the opening of a new cemetery.
Right, yeah. Right.
I was going to show her a new hole I just dug.
Yeah. Now you can get buried a dead cause at Kim Jong-un's cemetery.
Honey, take a closer look. It's much nicer from the view.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her and her husband, an official visit to the new health complex in Pyongyang. She was seen regularly in 2012, 2014, and in 2015, but only three times in the past, the first part of the 2016.
Let me ask you both a question, because you're both intelligent people. What would the Asians do without the letters N and G? It would be a fucking, just incredible, man. If they didn't have those two letters in their alphabets...
Yeah.
God, what kind of name?
New asshole, Peter.
Her name would be Ta, P, Li.
Well,
right.
Well,
Lu. There'd be no fucking end. That whole thing would be fucked up, man.
Well, it's always translation, because if it's true Asian, it's a symbol. Oh, it's Chinese.
Yeah,
the symbol.
Well, they have symbols there. What about snare drums?
Yeah,
bass drums.
Yeah, they got that kind of
hi-hats.
Shit.
Hi-hats.
Yeah.
This is all high level. This is high level stuff. This is why I'm usually not on the show with Peter. It's just such a high level discussion.
See, I know we get into these holes.
I can't keep up with it.
Well, John, you know, I don't go home and you know stare in a mirror and pretend I'm Tom Brokaw. I'm sorry, I have a life.
I don't know. You just gotta, you know.
Yeah.
hey, now I know this is kind of an exciting. Hold on, let me check my time here because we get. It's kind of exciting. When you think about like the possibilities, like this world's fucked up. So it'll be nice if it'll be easier to find new worlds. You know, like those Earth-like places. You know, it's just like Earth. It's a million degrees hotter, but it's just like it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of a techie thing, John. I imagine a guy like you would have read about this or seen this. But I've seen this story come out a few times. But I know we never spoke about it. But an impossible spaceship engine called the M Drive.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I did read about this.
Actually works.
It like, defies the laws of physics. Yeah.
That's right. It actually works. Reports are revealing. This is like, they don't use any type of fuel. It uses just basically microwaves and, I don't know, whatever. Like sound, like right. Like fucking vibrate, like, and it propels you through space without the need of fuel.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to try that tonight.
Yeah. Just, yeah?
Yeah. Why not? Well, guess.
Scientists announced last decade that... a scientist that he built a new form of spacecraft propulsion called the M Drive that didn't require conventional fuel. It sounded too good to be true, but the great thing about science is that you don't have to take someone's findings at their word. You could test it for yourself. NASA did just that. While the space agency hasn't officially released its findings, a leaked copy reveals that the system works as advertised. Pretty exciting stuff.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Right,
you know, if you believe it works, you know, if it's, I mean, how do you? Are they? What are they doing?
Listen, when NASA says they have now confirmed, that everything
NASA's a rigged system.
Well, you know,
listen, that moon landing was all phony, wasn't it, John?
Well, that's NASA did the moon landing, and people still think it's fake.
It's proven, by the way, that they did land on the moon.
I know.
There's shit on the moon that we actually project the distance of the moon with.
They're starting a junk
on lasers.
Yard. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, the Chinese are getting pretty.
What are they doing?
They launched another rocket this past week or two, tested up to get it up there. They want to land on the moon.
They do.
Yeah,
well,
they do.
Tried.
They want to open a takeout. They want to open a takeout joint there for other astronauts if they land up there.
All right, we get it.
Okay.
Fuck you.
By the way, it's my last show. John, what are you doing next Tuesday, John?
That's so fucking personal.
What are you doing next Tuesday, John?
Bunch of pussies.
Jesus.
you're a Trump fan.
Yeah.
And the whole, you know, the main thing I like is about being thick-skinned.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, people are going to say stupid shit, but you can't let it bug you.
Of course not.
You know?
Like, John, you know, I told Dougie earlier, you weren't listening on the show. You were, I don't know what you're doing. You weren't on the air yet. I wrote in Anthony Weiner as a candidate today, and Eric Holder as his vice president. It's the Weiner-Holder ticket. I decided that was the way to go.
Yeah, well, as long as you didn't vote for Trump, I don't care what kind of bad jokes you make.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he did. Too bad for you. And we can't wait to see, dude. So what will happen if he wins? You're going to, like... Are you gonna go along with, you know, whatever, you know, President Trump goes with? Or are you gonna be just a complete adversary, like, to it, you know, one either way?
I don't understand what that means.
In other words, like, if Trump happens to win the election, are you
like, gonna go out and support? I mean, am I gonna go out and support stuff? You know, his policies or his platforms, but I don't do that with regular Republican candidates. You know what I mean? Yeah. Usually.
Right. So basically life goes on either way for you.
Well, right. I mean, that's the whole – I mean, right. You know, there was a – somebody said it was some journalist was talking about his dad who worked in an auto shop. And, you know, and they said they were talking about the election, you know, years ago. And he said, look, he goes, whoever gets elected, I still got to go in and change four tires tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? Like, it's
– life goes on.
Life goes on. So, you know, am I going to you know, work to have a Democratic president elected for the next election? Sure. I am going to support that in any way that I can. Hopefully I won't have to do that. But, you know, I'm not going to sit there and protest in the street. Now, having said that, what the Republicans did when Obama was elected, they became the party of no. And they said, we're not going to support him. We're not going to come together.
I got to keep trying to make one side better than the other. I'm just asking you a goddamn question, John.
No, I just said, but
I asked you. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what happened with all that other shit. You know what I mean? And the Republican Party is suffering from this. You know, again, this is all gone and past, and we can look back at it. You know,
you're taking this very personally. I'm not.
No,
this
I'm
on you.
Not.
I'm just saying you have an
uncanny way of being so partisan toward your side, where you always have to, instead of just saying what it is and say it, you got to go back and throw back. Oh, well, it wasn't like when Obama went in there and everybody said fuck that guy. You know, listen.
What I'm saying is that I think we should come together once a president's elected, and the Republicans didn't do that.
All right. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
I know that. I know what happened. Now, what I'm worried again, my focus is. We want it to happen. I'm at the point at this moment. Wait, I don't know if it's Trump or Hillary. Mm. I don't know who's the winner yet. Right. So I can only speak from that part of faith and say, you know what? Whoever fucking wins, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's going to say, okay, look, let's bring this thing together. Let's try to get this shit together because look where we're at. What's our next election going to look like? Mm. You know, what's our next election going to look like?
Anarchy.
You know what I mean? It's going to be. It's the whole system is almost in question.
It is.
So
I think what you're going to see is the Republicans put in go back to having superdelegates. They took out the superdelegate policies, and I think they're going to reinstitute that policy because they don't want this to happen again.
I think they should do like what they do with the food festivals, where you walk in and you get a chip, okay, and everybody in the country gets a little chip, and you walk around, and you vote for your favorite burger, right? You put the chip in where that burger guy is. Now, people should just get a chip, everybody in the country, and you got to drop your chip. And they'll have Donald and, you know, what's her name floating around. They go to all these cities, and you go around.
Well,
and
it's
chip.
Too late. They already voted the old fashioned way here.
Well, next time.
Because
they got dead people voting, John. What do you think about the dead Democrats?
Then if somebody grabs a chip, they're going to steal somebody else's chip. So there could be levels of corruption that way.
Or you
way
can make
as
your
well.
Own chips, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Put a Lay's potato chip. Hey, John, what do you think? Do you think there's dead people voting?
The only confirmed case of a dead person voting was that woman who submitted her dead husband's absentee ballot and marked it up for Trump because she said that's she knows what he would have wanted. That's been the only confirmed case of dead people voting, and it was for Trump. So
oddly enough,
how do you
the press reported.
Right.
We
don't like the story, so the media is biased.
Yeah, the media is biased. Right. Come on. I mean, isn't it disgusting?
She admitted it because she said, my husband, this is how I know how he wanted to vote. So
what?
But
I'm telling you about it. But how many absentee ballots are filled out and mailed in with dead people's fucking votes? Come on, man.
The only one that we actually know right now.
By the way, we're going to take a break. There was something I heard on CNBC this morning. How there was these Hillary folks like Never Trump, no, Don't Ever Trump, where you can trade your vote. In other words, if you were going to vote for Hillary, in a state where she's already obviously going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, like you could trade for something like in Florida, something like that.
Yeah.
So you can trade your vote. So there was like a website designed, or there was something designed where these people can get together and actually try to work this thing out.
Oh, okay.
So that was interesting that, you know, that the folks are getting together that way to like kind of circumvent the system. You know, like because you could say, look, I was going to vote, you know, find somebody, I was going to vote for Trump. Mm-hmm. Right, but you know what I mean. I wasn't going to vote. I don't want to vote. And then you know what? Well, you know what? I'm not. You know, take my vote for Hillary.
Right,
and I'll vote for Trump. But then here's the thing: you don't know who the hell you can't photograph or confirm who you just voted for.
Right, you need an ID also to do that.
Well, actually, that's why they've outlawed that you can't take pictures inside the ballot box.
Right,
for that exact reason. So
right,
that you can't confirm and send a picture to somebody and say, "Hey, look, I did it. I voted for you know the way you wanted me to. Give me the $20."
Yeah, the wifey and I took a selfie outside the vote, the balloting area.
Outside's right. Fine.
Yeah, yeah. But they told us no cameras. So they were pretty strict about
right.
it. Huh. Anyway,
Did you see this morning that Eric Trump took a picture of his filled-in ballot in New York, violating New York law on Twitter?
Oh, did he? It's a fucking guy.
Yeah,
that's
and
great.
Then he deleted the tweet after somebody was like, "Take that fucking thing down."
Yeah, bad move. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard and John Levine. And
from
Atlanta in our studios. And we got straight from the headlines right after some really fucked up stories that, you know, we'll have some entertainment about.
We will?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll try. Right back.
Hey, this is John Levine, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, where I'm not always right, but Dougie is always wrong.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we make fun of things that have happened around the world. Well, I fucked that up.
You were close.
I was close. Straight from the Headlines, where we read stories from around the world and make fun of it.
There you go.
That's the way it's supposed to go. Take two. It's a podcast. We don't have time to edit. Anyway, here's a story. Minnesota man comes up with his second big lottery win. What a prick.
How dare he?
Right? I mean, if you're going to win, I mean, this isn't the first time I've read a story like this.
They shouldn't let you play after you win one lottery. You know what I mean? It's like a contest at a radio station. If you've won in the last 30 days, please. You know what I mean? Same bullshit. You can't enter the fucking contest. That's it. You can't buy a lottery ticket. That's it. Can't win.
Well, yeah, they'll take your money.
Yeah, you're going to stop somebody from fucking buying a lottery ticket?
And you have the same it's the same odds. It's not like you have a better chance of winning if you've already won once. I mean, it's, you know.
In Roseville, Minnesota, a Minnesota lottery player has gotten lucky twice in just over a year.
See?
46-year-old Anthony Fusaro of Plymouth hit a Gopher 5 jackpot.
By the way, he voted for Hillary, and they say this fucking thing was rigged too, this jackpot.
Last week, worth nearly $875,000, he won $1 million playing Mega Millions last year.
See that?
Yeah, but what they don't tell you is the reason this guy's winning so much is because he's spending $10,000 a month on lotto tickets.
Yeah, imagine this. That's what this guy did after he won that other money. So he went and said, okay, we're going to spend $5,000 a week on this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. These are scratch-off tickets that he's playing.
And you know what? If you buy a lot of those like that, you win a lot of the fucking $5,000. You got to make sure you go to different places.
Yeah.
Because it's really weird the way they do it.
It becomes a business.
Yeah, there's people that actually know the system, like where they spread the winning talk tickets through somehow.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Fusaro said in a statement that it's just pure luck, no shit. That he scored two big lottery wins, but he says he's always believed it would happen again.
Yeah, Fusaro said it was just luck, and his uncle, Big Jimmy Fusaro, had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. You know, he's in waste management. What could he do?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, my uncle had nothing to do with it. Don't worry about it. And by the way, you might want to come back next week. I'm going to win again.
Yeah. Anybody else feel lucky?
Get some cup of coal on the way out.
Anybody need a cannoli?
Okay, this is a nice cup of coal.
This is a funny story. We talked about it, but the kid who, the fucking Kit Kats. You know, like I said the other night, that's my wife's birthday, before you got all upset that you didn't know about my wife's birthday.
Right, what happened?
You know, we have leftover the Reese's.
Mm-hmm.
Reese's, we got the Snickers bar, the Milky Way, the little, you know, the fun size.
Yeah.
But listen, if you eat a couple of those before you go to bed, it's not fun in the morning.
No.
I was eight, it was like hard. Well, no, obviously it wasn't.
Taking duty?
Yeah, it was just, you know, like, oh, you got to wake up.
And then the peanuts, if you had even Snickers and peanuts, they come out whole. And
college student has Kit Kats stolen, and the company sends them 6,500 more. Manhattan, Kansas.
Now, was that 3,250 of, like, you know, packets? So it was like 6,500 individual Kit Kats. You know,
Kit Kat
like
bars, like the Kit Kat bar, which comes with like
a package.
The bar one, which has what about four or five of those long?
They're all right. You know what happened, man? This is a great story.
But by the way, I love the packaging on a Kit Kat, right? Because especially when they're cold. I hate when people don't, they put them at room temperature and you grab it. By the time you open it up, it's all melted in the fucking.
Like, freeze them.
Yeah.
Freeze
like
it.
The Reese's, you know, the ones you had, like the pumpkin ones, it's like brown.
Man. Freeze that fucker.
Dude, we put them in the refrigerator. It's like heaven, you know.
I freeze all that shit, man. You got to freeze.
I know. I do that with double stuff Oreos. I throw them in the freezer.
And then you dunk them.
And you get a little milk. Yeah.
Me too.
It's the way to go.
You're not kidding.
You
ever fry a loaf of bread?
Manhattan, Kansas, a Hershey has come to the rescue of a college student who had his Kit Kat bar brazenly stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City State University student Hunter Jobbins tells the Wichita Eagle he left his car unlocked with a Kit Kat in the cup holder. Right. You can only do that in fucking Kansas. You can't do that in Florida.
No.
You can't leave your Kit Kat in your glove right there in your
it'll be
center
a puddle.
Well, you can if you want to drink it when you get back.
Yeah. If you want to like do it as a go-gurt.
Right.
Go-gurt. When he came back, the candy bar had been replaced with a note. Thief wrote, "I love Kit Kats. So I checked your door and it was unlocked. Did not take anything other than the Kit Kat. I'm sorry and hungry."
Yeah.
Now that would only happen in a college.
Right. Exactly, a college kid doing that.
But I think that's hysterical.
Yeah, but it got great legs because the fucking Kit Kat company, M&M Mars, finds out about it. They send this kid 6,500 Kit Kats, and he put them in the car himself.
Yeah,
to drive around campus.
Let people eat them.
Right, because his roommate. Well, his roommate said, "Get him the fuck out of here, man."
In a year from now, we're gonna have a follow up story, and the kid's gonna be like a fucking balloon.
He's gonna be a diabetic.
Yeah. He's going to die of diabetes.
In a related story, the kid who got the 6,500 Kit Kats last year, Merck this year sent him 6,500 shots of insulin to deal with his type 2 diabetes.
Right.
Yeah.
And the names of six dentists who extracted his teeth and put his jaw back together.
Hey, I remember the old days of Sawgrass Expressway when it was bankrupt, before all the Sun Pass and all that shit. They used to have like the things used to the honesty privilege. You just to come up and just throw the money.
Pretend you threw the money in.
Oh, yeah. Right, and that was it. And you know, and I remember there was one time that I guess money had gotten stuck. Mm-hmm. You know, like everything was just, and I threw money in. I heard
just backed up.
Yeah, and there was literally like $10-$15 in fucking change.
Sitting
just accumulated there.
Did you get out of the car?
Fuck yeah, man! I fucking scooped up a bunch. Yeah, because here's the thing.
So you got morals.
No, listen. Right. Listen to me, okay? What I did was I scooped up shit off the top. I took my share.
Right.
And then I was trying to unclog it so the shit would start fitting, you know, like filming through. And then that's what happened. I started.
So you're like a Robin Hood. You're like
a little bit. Yeah, I took a little bit of my own, like, finder fee.
But the next day he went back and put a piece of cardboard in.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Right, exactly.
I'll tell you a funny story.
A little bit better.
This is a story.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But, you know, and this is the story. Pair charged with stuffing toll baskets. To steal coins.
There, that's it.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's that. In Mays Landing, New Jersey. Not anybody surprised that something like this happens in Jersey?
Well.
New Jersey State Police say two people have been charged with stuffing material into a toll basket on Atlantic City Expressway to prevent coins from going in and then returning to steal the money.
That's brilliant.
Hey, let's go back. I think it might be full.
Yeah. You know what, dude? There was a guy I met in prison who took, he went to like 8 banks in Syracuse, New York, and opened up night deposit box accounts, okay?
Right.
With the night key. He went on a Friday night and taped garbage bags inside the night deposit box of 8 fucking banks, and the next morning went and unlocked them all and pulled out bags full of fucking cash.
Wow.
And left and split.
Trooper said Monday that 54-year-old Angela Freeman Poles and 57-year-old Elijah Reeves were arrested and charged with theft in the scheme.
Both voted for Hillary.
Yeah, they both were Hillary voters. Just want to make that clear. The right. South
says the guy who just admitted he was in jail and the other guy who admitted he stole from a toll booth.
Yeah. The South Jersey Transportation Authority over the summer had alerted investigators about several toll basket failures and toll shortages on exit 5. Wow. If you're going to hit it, you got to go up and down. You can't, you can't go back to that crime. That's like me. I didn't go back.
Right.
You know, that was just, I was just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
That's it. One time you got to do
luck. You know what I mean? Like how many times you slammed the payphone down years ago and all of a sudden fucking $5 and change falls through it. You ever happened? Did it ever happen to you?
Yes.
It happened to me once.
And I kicked the phone.
No, I didn't kick it. I just got pissed and I fucking slammed the phone down.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it was like a fucking, you know, it was like a slot machine.
Right.
Like, and you're like, and here the, and I start the, you couldn't even stick your finger in there to open the thing up, and you're just like shoveling it out.
Right. But they were dimes back then, probably, not quarters. Were they?
It was quarters? Quarters and nickels and dimes.
Yeah.
Wow. Right? Isn't that what you can use?
My. Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, I think it happened to me when I was at the skating rink. Is that what I'm thinking in my head?
It's a skating rink.
Skating rink.
It's a rink.
Okay.
The ring is what you wear in your
skating rink.
In the bathtub.
Okay.
The rink is,
been a long time since I've been in a skating rink.
I was just going to say this conversation is about skating rinks and payphones. So clearly our millennial audience is loving this conversation.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, listen, I don't know how many millennials are listening to me.
What the fuck are these guys?
Well, John, right
about?
Now I don't think your guys are, you know, paying too much attention to the show. They're probably slitting their wrists because Trump won.
What?
That would be
what?
Well, but they listen to the show tomorrow.
He's just, you know.
Are these people going to go, by the way? Are they going to leave the country? All these people who threatened to leave the country if Trump's
no,
gonna,
no, no,
where are they
going to
go,
it.
Man?
I if Trump wins, shit. Canada's going to build a wall.
Yeah. That's an old one. That's a good one.
It is. Hey, speaking of scary things, snake scares passengers on an Aeromexico plane. You see that video?
Yeah, it's a real it's
this
real
long green snake coming from the top part of the and then it's kind of some brave person just videoing it, but the minute the snake falls and it hits the ground, the panic ensues.
Over a snake.
Mexico City, a large snake was found slithering inside the passenger cabin of a Aeromexico flight en route to Mexico City on Sunday, and the plane was given priority to land there. In a video posted online, the green snake can be seen inching along near an overhead luggage compartment before slipping and dangling from its tail, scaring the shit out of the passengers.
Yeah.
Aeromexico said air traffic controllers gave the plane en route to capital from the northern city of Torreon priority to land after the snake was detected, but it was not considered an emergency landing. Well, just it's more like when they found out a few people shit themselves.
Yes.
Then it became an emergency landing.
Yeah. The snake had a Trump logo on it, by the way.
Yeah.
I swear to God. Do you see that?
It's very fitting.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That was well said. All right. I got two stories here that I want to... Oh, fuck it. We're going to do them. We're going to do them all. You know why?
Are we?
Because what? This is straight from the headlines.
Okay.
And you know what we do with straight with the headlines?
I don't know.
Straight from the headlines? Do you know?
What?
We read stories from around the world, make fun of them.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, John. My co-host of fucking many years is just sitting here.
I don't know. What the fuck do we do with it? Who knows?
Couldn't come up.
I still don't know what the beginning of Law and Order says.
Yeah.
Do you?
Doom, doom, doom.
They have that. The scenes you have to see. The picture of the portrayal of it. These are their stories.
Yeah. Here's a story out of Germany. German man loses wedding band and carrot unearths it.
Did you see that story? And the guy's wife.
Oh, I did. I did see that. Yeah,
that's so sad.
You know, think about this. I mean, it's gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you think that's it. It's gone. I can't find it.
Right.
It's over. And then years later,
mm-hmm.
in Berlin, a retiree in Germany has struck gold in his garden, finding the wedding band he had lost 3 years ago when he took it off when the hooker came over.
Right.
She's wearing Lederhosen.
Yeah.
And wrapped around a carrot.
Wow. Is that what they call a penis in Germany,
yeah.
Germany now?
It wasn't a carrot, it was my penis.
He lost it masturbating because his wife died.
Yeah, I jerked that so hard it stuck. German public broadcaster reports that the 82-year-old lost the ring while gardening in the western town of Bad Münstervögel.
You know what Münstervögel means?
No.
Don't garden when you're 82.
Yeah. Pay someone else to do it.
You'll lose your ring.
Some people actually enjoy gardening.
Okay.
The incident happened shortly after the man, whose name was not released, celebrated his golden wedding anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
The news reported that the man's wife reassured him at the time that the ring would eventually reappear. She died 6 months before being proven right.
Mm.
You think that was her last words?
Now, she'll be wrapped around a carrot. He's going to find her wrapped around a carrot in a couple of years, too. She didn't really die. She'll be impaled on
gonna,
a carrot.
She's going to come up like a tree's going to grow
right
in the neighborhood, and all of a sudden she's going to be hanging from it.
With a fucking carrot in her fucking ass and somewhere else. I don't know.
I told you I'd be back. No, oh, just the Jesus. Dying part was bad, but it was. To make it really bad. It's what were you going to say, John?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you don't want to follow up on that, do you?
John, you ever lose your ring around a carrot?
No. Okay. I don't wear rings.
Okay, well.
He's not a jewelry guy.
No?
Yeah.
That's right.
We both are married. We've had him through our noses.
Hey, I'm going to give you a choice of the last story.
All right. No.
One story is, in Uganda, gay men say police use torturous method to prove homosexuality.
Oh, okay.
Or Colorado City uses toilet paper to help repair cracked roads.
Well, John, you're an expert both on toilet paper and homosexuality. What would you choose?
He's not going to dig the fuck out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Which one?
I think I'll go with the toilet paper.
Okay.
Right?
You know, that sort of wipes the other one out.
Sure.
Yeah.
It really does.
I'm going to wipe the
wipe the slate clean.
Wipe the slate clean. I'm going to wipe the Hillary's.
Yeah.
her web browser.
There's
I'm
a toilet,
wipe it clean.
Yeah, there's a toilet.
Did you, by the way, speaking of, did you ever? Did you? It was a commercial. I only saw this commercial recently. There's a commercial of this woman that
looks
like Hillary.
I love it.
But she's like smashing the phones and.
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw that.
That was fucking
so
hilarious.
Great, man. Because listen, she played so fucking dirty. She, you know, there's not one commercial for Hillary Clinton that talked about what she's going to do. It was all about how fucked up Donald Trump with the kid and all that shit. She didn't do one commercial to say what her policies were, what she's going
to
do.
I don't want to get back to this fucking shit, dude. I don't want to hear more about it.
I hope she lost.
Yeah, I just thought it was, you know, it was funny. Jay-Z.
Yeah.
By Beyonce. The way,
that was $63 million.
Lady Gaga.
They paid $63
million.
$63
million they paid to have her.
Right,
you know.
To buy some votes, John, from the blacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
What do you think, dude?
Yeah. Get LeBron James out there. Come on.
LeBron James. He fucking. Jesus Christ. He wouldn't know.
Wait till LeBron James pays all that extra income taxes she wants to raise.
Yeah, right.
Littleton, Colorado. It's not a prankster or vandals who placed toilet paper all over the streets in Littleton, Colorado.
Was it you?
It was the city workers.
Mm.
They don't have Jiffy Johns out there, so.
Right.
Denver Post reports that Littleton crews have used bathroom tissue to help seal up cracks along more than 120 streets. Now, I don't think that's like, why don't they use that, like that shit that guy uses, that spray? Remember that
seal? Like the foam stuff?
Yeah, what's that sealing spray? Like the guy go floats around in that, flies around in that.
Oh, yeah, the rubber seal, the spray rubber stuff?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Spray rubber. That, I mean, that shit looks like it's magical.
Yeah.
Like you get those leaks in your bathroom,
spray
the shit out of that.
Probably not in the budget. That shit's expensive. They probably be like, yeah, we need some spray rubber. Okay,
but it's not it's not like toilet paper is going to be, you know. Officials say toilet paper was applied with a paint roller over fresh laid tar used to fill asphalt cracks.
There you go.
Paper absorbs the oil from the tar and it dries, or as it dries, keeping it from sticking to pedestrian shoes. Or car or bike tires. Biodegradable paper will break down and be gone in a few days.
So it actually sounds like a pretty smart move.
Actually, it looked like somebody had just really bad diarrhea and shit all over the streets because one side is black underneath, the other side is white.
They use tar. I mean, whoever's shitting black tar.
You got a serious stomach problem.
That or you're drinking a lot of red wine.
Right. Or, yes. Or eating
Snickers. Eating a lot of those little Snickers.
Yeah. Snickers. Eat Snickers and Milky Ways.
Kit Kats.
I haven't eaten a Kit Kat.
Double stuffed Oreos.
I haven't eaten a Kit Kat in a long time.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
No.
Go fly out to that kid. He's got some.
Yeah. I'm going to go steal some from his car.
Well, he's giving them out. I'll leave it. 6,500 of them, man.
Hey, by the way, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it's been fun. Again, thank Peter Lander for being with us.
It's a pleasure, as always.
And, of course, John Levine from calling in from our Atlanta studios.
Nice to be here in Atlanta and not with you guys down there in Florida.
Yeah, feelings mutual, buddy. by the way, excited, booked. I'm going to be headlining the Pechanga Casino Resort. And how would you pronounce that? Telemuca, California?
Telemuca, California.
Is that how it's pronounced? Right near San Diego?
San Diego.
March 11th and 12th, I'm headlining the room. How exciting is that?
It's very exciting.
Congratulations.
That'll be a lot of fun. But this week, on Friday, I'm going to be at the something in Miami. It's an event.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, I'm with Gene Marola
and
Tamarack at Colony West Country Club.
That's
nice. That's a fun show. I've done that, yeah.
Yeah. Will Lopez was going to feature.
Yeah,
but he ended up. My bad too. I sent my first text with him was on November 11th instead of 12th.
Mm.
I said Saturday, November 11th, whatever.
Yeah,
and it wasn't. Yeah, whatever. And he ended up screwing up. So now we had to find a last minute replacement to feature. So I think our friend Jesse Velez from Tavolino is going to come and do a spot.
Really,
the young kid there. Yeah, I'm going to give him a spot. But anyway, that's all we have time for here. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. And we have a fan page on Facebook. Go find it. How about you, John?
You can visit my website at johnlevinecomedy.com.
There you go. And Peter?
Don't follow me anywhere. I'll have to turn around and slap you.
There you go. Be sure not to do that. No show tomorrow. Busy, busy, busy. Got things to do, everybody. But go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Subscribe if you haven't already. We appreciate it. Make some comments. We enjoy your thoughts on how we... entertained or didn't entertain you, however you feel. We don't give a shit. Tell us. We got thick skins. Well, Peter does.
Go vote for fucking
Peter. Don't say anything bad about Peter. He'll probably fucking kill himself.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back next week with all new shows. See you.
In the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. Of imagination to the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lives.